seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Have you got a committee? Yes, I've got a committee. Wow. And here we go. The current time, meine Kinder, ist 1930 UTC. The T stands for Tobe. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious Goals Committee time. With everyone's favorite chairman, me. Wow, look at this. We've got a crazy day going. It's dead still. There's no wind. It's 16 degrees. 16 and a half degrees. Perhaps even almost 17 degrees. That is, of course, Celsius. And that means I'm walking around outdoors. Wait. I hear big sounds in the leaves over there. What is it? I'm at the creek. I'm heading down into the creek. There is something. Okay, hold on. I see something moving now. Is that a squirrel tail? Am I looking at squirrel butts? Damn it, I'm just looking at squirrel butts. Okay, whatever. Nobody cares. Wait, what's over there? More squirrel action. Okay, geez. I guess it's squirrel day down in the creek. That's cool. Why did I come down here? I don't know. To look at squirrels, I guess. The golf course is closed. There's no golfers on the golf course. That means there's no golf balls in the creek. But you may have been able to ascertain that there are many leaves. Many, many leaves in the creek. For the vast majority of the trees have exfoliated. Yeah. So it's leafy. It's low leafy. Not high leafy. Low leafy. All the leaves are low. They are not up high. So I'm going to walk into the downstream direction. Just so we can get a little bit closer to this zone where I heard lots of, what's the word I'm looking for? Furtive. The word I'm looking for is furtive. Because I heard furtive noises. I'm still hearing furtive noises. Okay, that furtive noise is that furtive squirrel over there. And I'm debating if I want to try to go down into the creek. No, I don't. Look, the water level's like strangely high. Why is the water level so high? There's water here. We could risk it, but there's a lot of leaves in the places where I need to walk. And those leaves might be disguising the fact that there is no place to walk. And this is, in fact, water where we shouldn't be walking. Not that it would hurt or damage us in any way. It would just, you know, make our toes cold. This is not the cold toes show. No, it is not. So I've turned around and I have begun walking upstream. See if there's anything going on. It's weird. Because I don't see any birds or hear any birds. Oh, no, there's a bird. One little bird. I can hear the children screaming, playing in their backyards on the other side of the golf course. Let's keep moving upstream. See if there's anything happening. Okay. I may have mentioned that we have leaves. I'm seeing lots of leaves. And every time I hear movement in leaves that isn't me, I am stopping. Because, you know, on a day like this, the sun is out, you would think there would be some marmots sunning, sitting around catching the last warmth before winter truly starts. Okay, I hear a little woodpecker somewhere. He's going thunk, thunk, thunk. Now I hear a bird saying brrr. Okay, there are little birds. Oh, there's my woodpecker right there. Hi, buddy. You gonna give that tree a try? Yeah, hit it. Hit it. Thunk right into it. Come on. Give us some thunks. There we go. He's got a shiny red head. Well, it's not that shiny. It's just very bright because he's in direct sunlight, or at least his head was. Oh, and he says, no, I'm moving. I'm going over to this tree now. Oh, and look, he has a girlfriend. Here is girlfriend woodpecker on this tree. What? Something's moving. Squirrel up there. And we got another bird in the tree across the creek starting to talk now, saying, fweet, fweet, fweet. I'm walking towards my woodpeckers, and I think I'm freaking them out. Because as soon as I get a little bit closer, they fly away, like that time. Okay, let's not hassle them. There's a squirrel up on the path running along the leaves going, yeah, I'm a squirrel. That's great. We already knew that he was a squirrel. But, you know, now we have confirmation. We got birds in the leaves over here kicking leaves around. I'm looking on the opposite bank, which is in direct sunlight. Direct, toasty warm sunlight. And where the hell are the marmots? Nowhere to be found. Look, look at those logs. Look at those logs that marmots could be sitting on and catching some rays. But are they doing so? No. All right, I'm going to continue to move upstream here. Stomping, stomping, stomping through the leaves. And there have been animals running along on this path, I can tell. Just by where the leaves are sort of mashed down a little bit. And here somebody stopped and started to dig, and then decided this was not the best place to dig and continued on. I see a weird shadow in a tree. That must be a squirrel. A little bird flew over my head. He said hello. All right, well, I guess I need to just keep going up here. Continuing upstream. Yeah. Is creek season over? I think the creek season is over. Here's those chives again. Some nice November chives. I think creek season is over until the owls return. And we don't really know when that is. Maybe I should look back through my records. Maybe I made a note of when we saw the owls early this year. Was it in February? Was it in late January? I don't know. But I've come to the edge of the cliff. There is creek below me, although it's all covered with leaves. You can barely see any water. Squirrels in trees. Nothing else going down. Not at all. I will now look up. I do not see any owls. But there's a little woodpecker, tiny guy. And then the flickers went over there somewhere. Oh, is that one up there? Maybe. Yeah. No owls. When do the owls arrive? Wait, I hear leaf action behind me somewhere. Opposite bank. That's not a mot. That sounded more like a bird flipping leaves for no reason. Well, they have a reason. They're looking for food underneath the leaves. There's another one of those guys. Huh. And so the birds, they jump down into the leaves. They stick their beak under the leaves and they flick their head really fast. They sort of twist and they lean back at the same time. And the leaves go flying. And who's that? That's a squirrel. The leaves go flying. The birds can now see if there's any bugs to eat. And it makes enough of a sound that I hear it and I think, oh, there's a dude over there. And yeah, there is a dude over there, except it's a bird. It's regular bird. Regular, every day, I can see him in my own backyard. Don't even have to go down to the creek backyard kind of bird. Them kinds. All right, so I've turned around. I'm heading back downstream. I'm heading in a downstreamerly direction. Checking stuff every once in a while. I see a white golf ball on the other side of the creek. Think I'm going to leave that one behind. Golf ball season is over. Y'all. Creek season is over for about 2 months, maybe three. Waiting for owls to come back. Oh, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm starting to really get into owls. Owls are very... well, they're very interesting. Because they're interested in what I do. I like owls because they're paying attention to me. Okay, like all these little birds that we're seeing flying around. These little woodpeckers and those little finches and these clowns. They're not paying any attention to me. They're not on the committee, but owls, yes, when I'm walking around down here, owls are paying attention to every move I make. You realize what that means? Yes, owls are on the committee. Committee owls. I'm looking up in the trees, so I don't see any of my committee member owls, but they'll be back. They'll be back soon enough. And I can guarantee you, I will be down here. Talking to them. Recording their voices and recording their likenesses with my camera. And you know what? This spring, when owl season does start up, we might have to try to get some serious photographs. I mean, we have to get out the big camera, the serious camera, and, you know, plan things. Plan things like light. And then, you know, come down here and see if we can get some, you know, National Geographic quality photos of the committee owls. And then we can send them to National Geographic and say, hey, these owls are on the dubious goals committee. That would be nice. Anyway, I'm climbing out of here. I'm gonna head back to my car. Maybe turn on the car synth. Ooh, with lots of bass. Yeah. And we can bring in the other stuff. And we can start the car synth sequencer. Oh. Yeah. And so this is where we ended up yesterday. We got the thing going. We got Mr. Chanty Growly Wah Wah guy going. We got all kinds of crazy stuff happening. So how do we do more? How do we make it more crazy? How do we make this into a thing that we want to do something with? Well, I am still fascinated with the idea of messing with the Runaway Oscillator. And what else do we have? What other modulation source do we have to mess with it? Well, you know, we've got LFOs. We still have the VCA envelope from Florian that we could do something with, but what? I don't know. Let's kill the bass. And let's just take a patch cable, plug it into Florian's VCA envelope output. And then we put that into this. I don't know. Not what I was looking for. But it sounds kind of cool. Bring that bass back. And now the guy. I mean, that's cool and all, but is it really all that different? What if we plug it into this? Didn't we try this already? Yeah. Not impressed. Just a... Whant. 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 Just no. What about cross-modulation? If we flip the switch this way. Oh, we just get a fwit. Can barely hear it. Give me some gain. I'm not impressed. I'm unplugging it. You know, I was thinking, what was I thinking? Something to do with the filter. What if we, what was I thinking that needed to happen with the filter? I don't know. Let's stop the sequencer. Nice. But... Yeah. No, right? And, suddenly I can't remember what great idea I had that I was gonna... What? What was I gonna do? The other modulate... We do have other modulation sources. We've got, oh, not really. Well, we got random. We got some random voltage, but that's not what we're looking for. What do we need? Well, we do have random voltage, but we could plug it into the quantizer, because the quantizer's not being used. Or we could consider adding some drums, which was probably an idea that I had. Probably. Because I like ideas. But if we have random voltage that's quantized, how does that do us any good? That's not even what I want. Okay, so I think this means we're going with the drums idea. And being as I have no other choice at this time, because I didn't set anything up, we're going to have to use the... Uh-oh, is it dead? I turned it on. This is not good. Oh, it did come on. This is weird. Why did it take so... Anyway, we got to use this other thing. For some pre-made drums, and now we got to plug all this crap in. So the blah blah. And what's that annoying noise in the background now? Dude, you're spanking me. Dude.
Dude, you're spanking me.
Dude.
Dude, you're spanking me.
You're spanking me. Okay, so do we have drums? Yeah, we got drums. And what is that god-awful noise? Oh, well, forget it. All right, now we need to change the sequencer so it will take clock. Okay, and it's ready. And I doubt this is already not working. Okay, what I was going to say is I doubt we got this set up properly, but I'm just worried about the clock. Oh my God, it's a miracle. It works. Okay, this is great. Okay, stop, just stop. Okay, that's good. I got my headphones plugged into the wrong place, so let's plug them back into here. Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my goodness gracious. But yeah, those drums are weird, and it seems to me like, don't I have some others on here? Yeah, like, what's this one all about? How do I do this again? Oh, like this. There we go. And then, how do I do this part again? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is this just drums, or is this some other stuff too? I do not know, but we're about to find out in 3, 2, 1. Yeah, no, that's not what I'm looking for. Turn that down. Okay, let's get into this. And wait, which one is it? Which one is muted? And which one do I want? I want one. Okay, yeah. I think I want three, right? Yeah, let's just assume that I want three. And so then we bring it up. And we hit start. This one as much as I liked the first one. The first one works better. But now that we've got this rolling, I want to mess with the scales in the Runaway Oscillator just to see what happens here. See if we get anything sound weirder than it already does. This is great and all, but I think I will take some time later this afternoon to create some kind of drum pattern that works a little bit better with this. Maybe expanding on that first thing that we never used for anything else. So maybe that's the new thing. You'll find out tomorrow, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Networks.